The air quality standards were fairly fresh in our mind, having just dealt with the legislation last year. It was a subject of much debate last year, so keeping the task force, or the governor's task force on regulatory reform in mind, and being on this committee, I went ahead and introduced a bill that would simply adopt the federal regulations as the strictest standards that the agencies could adopt. Now, this doesn't mean that the legislature couldn't change our statutes and adopt a stricter standard. It just means that it wouldn't be done through the regulatory process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is one that we had been talking about, yes, because it was... they had more rules, the state had more rules on the bulk fuel tanks, I think was one of the reasons. And so would this address it too?
The bulk fuel tanks?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really familiar with the air quality regulations regarding bulk fuel tanks. I'm a little bit familiar with your crude oil storage tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would affect that. It would affect the purging of the tanks where they're filling and emptying on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would affect the state. By regulation, could not adopt standards that were stricter than the federal standards.
Okay, good. That's good.
Nice work, get them less than
that. Would be a neat trick. This was a very complicated area. Just time prohibited really getting into a lot of the areas where we're adopting standards that are more strict than the federal. And one of the big ones was adopting standards that were tied to a cancer rate.
Mm-hmm.
There are currently three categories. The state is considering or allowed to adopt, and one is the 1 in 10,000,
mm-hmm.
which means let me go to the 1 in 100,000, which is the one the state is currently working on. In a 70-year lifespan, it is expected that 24,000 people would die of cancer out of 100,000. With the 1 in 100,000 standard on effluent, if a person drank 2 liters of that water and ate one fish a day from that water, in a 70-year lifespan, one additional person, or 24,001 persons, would be expected to die for every 100,000. The state is actually considering adopting a 1 in a million standard, which is a statistically absolutely meaningless number. But simply time did not permit going into that. We were able to address this particular aspect, which overlaps the area I was just discussing. It's a complicated field, but the Clean Air Act being fresh in a lot of our minds, we were able to address it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're compiling a list of all the legislation that's a priority for the House Economic Task Force, and then we're going to submit the priority list to the House members and also to the Senate members, as these are the priorities of the House Economic Task Force. And then if we were to meet with the Senate Economic Task Force, maybe we can combine those and expedite some of those bills. But that's what we talked about earlier. And so your bill came up, and maybe we can discuss it. And if there's not any opposition to it,
no, there's substantial opposition to it on the part of the administration.
Mm-hmm. There is substantial opposition to it by the administration.
Yes.
And what's the administration's?
I was not part of the committee process last year by which the Clean Air Regulation or Act was adopted, but the administration's testimony at our committee hearing we had on this bill here, I think last week, was that they wanted the authority to adopt stricter regulations in the hopes that there were cases where they might preclude the federal government from adopting a stricter regulation if the state beat them to the punch on adopting a stricter regulation.
Mm.
That wasn't the third floor, that was DOE.
That was DEC.
That's what I meant.
Let him scream.
Could I ask that you bring this to the caucus for discussion, Ms. Bill?
Certainly.
Okay.
We, you know, I never dreamt I'd ever see an air, clean air problem out at Dutch Harbor or anywhere in the Aleutians, but the process, some of the processors are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars just for monitoring equipment.
Mm-hmm. And
it's ridiculous. You know, you got the windy part of the nation.
You get more fresh air than the rest of the world put together.
And really, it's an extreme economic disadvantage because they compete with the offshore trawlers, and the offshore trawlers go scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't have to meet any requirements whatsoever.
Yeah.
You sell some of the clean air.
Could you?
Bag it up. Yeah, bag it up.
It looks like a good bill. Okay, is there anything that comes before the Economic Task Force? We're going to have one more final meeting, and I would like to recommend the staff to get together and work out those priority legislation. And so we can also meet with the Senate Task Force, give them those priority legislation.
I never got a chance to go over the report that I prepared for the task force.
Okay, why don't we have it for the next one?
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have a list of the legislation? I took notes on it, but I might have missed some.
Of task force legislation or other
priorities?
They'll be in the minutes. Okay, this concludes our meeting. Al's going to give a report on the regulation. Regulation, too much regulation. Okay, Bill, you want to come in?
Mm-hmm. Okay.